Okay, good evening, everybody. It is really a very special evening tonight in Camp Keli, and I wanted to share a brief Torah thought relating to tonight's event and to the dedication of the Kol Halev Aryeh. This is where I stand and give shir several times each and every day, and now the first thing I'll see every time I'm teaching Torah is the name of this Kol Halev after L'Zecher Nishmas Leonard Kestenbaum, Aryeh Ben David, Zichrona Levracha. So I thought I would share an idea that I think relates very much to tonight's event. You know, we're about to start the period of the 3 weeks, and there are three Haftorahs that we read during 3 weeks. They're known as the Tlasa de Paranusa, the three Haftorahs of Paranus, Parashas Harav. The three Haftorahs about suffering that take place on three consecutive Shabbosos during the summertime, beginning with next Shabbos. So obviously, each Haftorah contains its own message, but it's not only the message that varies from one to the next, it's the mode of communication that varies from one Haftorah to the next. We have a Haftorah that begins, Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu, Divrei, the power of speech, the power of words, Divrei. And then we have Shimu Dvar Hashem, Shimu, to be able to hear, the power of listening. And finally, there's Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos right before Tisha B'Av, which is all about Chazon, is a vision, a sight. It's called because the first words of the Torah are Chazon Yeshayo Ben Amot, which obviously highlights that which we see. And I think the way that we learn Torah involves all three of these kochos as well. When we engage in Torah Hashem, Yomam V'Layla, here, three Siddurim a day, we engage all three of these kochos. We speak in Divrei Torah. Ma ahavti sarasecha kol hayom hisichasi. That it's what I speak in all day. We're always talking and learning. People have commented. They walk in the middle of the day here, and in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night, and they always comment, what a beautiful, you've heard it, you guys have heard it. Everyone says, what a beautiful kol Torah. What a beautiful sound of Torah. The speaking and learning, the talking and learning. We also listen. We receive a mesorah from our parents, from our teachers. In fact, the kolel, I just learned, Jay Kesmam just told me that the kolel in Torah Vidas was dedicated by Mr. Kesmam Lezecha Nishmas, his father, in honor of the mesorah that he received. We receive a mesorah mostly by listening. We hear shir from our rabbeim. We hear divrei Torah from our parents and around our Shabbos tables. And then we see the words, and we believe that seeing the words of Torah has great value as well. Osios machkimos, that seeing the words brings it to light. So when we engage our voices, our ears, our eyes in Divrei Torah, what we're experiencing is the fullest form of Talmud Torah. And I think that connects very much to this week's parsha, because the three regalim that we experience throughout the year also each highlight a different one of these senses as well. Pesach is Pesach. It's all about the power of speech. What do we do? What's the primary mitzvah on the night of the Seder? Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's to speak. It's not just to recall, to be Zocher. It's Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos is the Yom Tovav Nase V'Nishma. It's a Yom Tov of hearing. And Sukkis is all about the eyes. Why is Sukkot all about the eyes? Well, first of all, at the very beginning of Masechta Sukkah, a Sukkah that's lamala mechaf ama is not kosher. One of the opinions in the Gemara, why? To lo sholtebe eina, because your eye is not going to see it. And if your eye is not going to see it, then it's an invalid sukkah. We even have the dalad minim. Each of the dalad minim, Chazal tell us, represent a different body part. The lulav represents the spine, which makes a lot of sense, because a human being has one spine, and we have one lulav. The aravos represent the lips, which makes a lot of sense, because we have two lips and two aravos. The esrog represents the heart, which makes a lot of sense, because we have one heart and one esrog. The hadasim represent the eyes, which makes no sense, because we have three hadasim and two eyes. So there's something there. There's some added emphasis, as if we're being told on Sukkot, the eyes are really important. That on Pesach we emphasize the ability to speak. On Shavuos we emphasize the ability to hear. And on Sukkot we emphasize the ability to see. What does it have to do with this parsha? Rashi writes that the donkey tells Bilam that he's trying to uproot Shalosh Regalim Bashana. Now, that's a strange thing to say about Bilam, that he's trying to uproot Shalosh Regalim Bashana. You know what I would have said Bilam's trying to uproot? Everything. He's trying to uproot everything. He's trying to destroy us. Not just Shalosh Regalim Bashana. But perhaps the Achronim and the Mefarshi Rashi struggle with this question. But perhaps one answer is that Bilam was trying to remove us from this full, immersive, three-pronged experience that we have when we learn Torah and when we engage in Avodas Hashem. It's no surprise. He's a Shasum Ha'ayin. He's a person who's unable to see things clearly. He wasn't a person who was able to derher, to hear a message, even when the Ribono Shalom was putting it right there for him. And that caused him to think that he can use his power of speech to hurt Klal Yisrael, to damage rather than to build. In order to curse Klal Yisrael, he had to first refuse to listen to what Hashem was saying, then to see the Jewish people in order to say what he wanted to say. All three levels of engagement. And our avoda, not only over the next 3 weeks, but really our avoda here, in this Kol Halev Aryeh, all summer, is to use all three modes in our full immersion, in our service of the Ribono Shel Olam. We use our mouths, our ears, and our eyes to pay attention to those around us and to fully engage in tefillah and Torah. Now, I once heard from Rav Asher Weiss, there's a famous Gemara at the end of Maseches Brachos in Daf Samach Beis, where the fox is walking on the riverbank, and he asks the fish, "Why don't you come join me on the riverbank? You can avoid all the fishermen if you just come out over here." And the fish says, "Oh, I can't live outside of water. That's ridiculous. If I come out there, then I'm for sure going to die." And the nimshal, of course, is, as Rabbi Kiva explains to Papas Ben Yehuda, is that we cannot live without, on some level, total immersion in Torah. No matter how dangerous it may be to stay there, we cannot live. The Jewish lifeblood is total immersion in Torah. But Rav Asher Weiss pointed out a diuk that I never noticed in this Gemara before. The fox doesn't just tell the fish, "Come out here." The fox says, "Come out here and let's live together the way our ancestors used to live together. We'll live together on the dry land the way our ancestors used to do." So Rav Asher Weiss pointed out, "Really? When did that happen exactly? Like, what, did I miss that in the history books, that the fox and the fish were just high-fiving each other on land? Like, was that something that happened, that they lived together happily on land? That wasn't something that actually ever happened." And the answer is that, of course, there was never such a time. But those who would pull us away from Torah will make up whatever history they want to make up in order to be able to pull us away from Torah. They'll say that we shouldn't take Torah so seriously, that we never really took Torah so seriously before, but we know better because we heard from generations past. We saw their hanhagos. We spoke with them, and we know how to carry on that Mesorah of Torah. We know that it's about this incredible immersive experience of Talmud Torah. And I was thinking that it's such an honor to have our Masmidim program named after Rav Aryeh Ben David, Leonard Kasimam Zuchana Levracha. He was a person who was fully immersed in Jewish life, in Avodas Hashem. He was a musmach, a board member of Yeshiva Torah V'das, which, by the way, we're connected to in a certain sense also. One of the highlights of our summer is when we go to Camp Aguda to visit Rav Yisrael Reisman, Rosh Yeshiva of Torah V'das. And he was somebody who has been described as a person by one of the family members as a person who just loved to learn Torah, particularly when surrounded by nature. Particularly when surrounded by the trees, when surrounded by the grass, when surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And that full immersive experience in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we do each and every day. We learn here as we overlook Lake Kestenbaum through the windows of our base medrash. That's what we daven looking out at the beautiful Camp Keli that we're able to learn together in. And our job is to be able to perpetuate his memory on behalf of his, and we thank his family very much for perpetuating his memory in this way, that we're confident that this is an appropriate way to perpetuate his memory, because this, in what happens in this building, what happens in this room right here, is this full immersion of our eyes, our ears, our mouths in Torah Hashem Yomam V'Layla, and there's no greater zuchus. It should be an aliyas neshama for Harav Aryeh Ben David. Kol Halev Aryeh should be an ongoing zuchus for his neshama. Thank you.